relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it. And frankly, I am embarrassed by it. And that's not easy to say. But that's the truth. But this is what I want you to know. And I want you to know this from me directly. I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never touched anyone inappropriately.
When is an apology not an apology? Question one for today's lesson.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. That was the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, about an hour and a half ago. Whenever you start a quote-unquote apology with, I regret making people feel a certain way, then it means you're not apologizing. Because... Well, I didn't mean to make you feel that way. And also, you never inappropriately touched anyone. One of the accusers said you kissed her on the lips. Will this be enough to save him? We're going to ask you and our special guests, and we have quite the show for you today. We have Rebuilding the Right, our one-hour special with those radio superstars. The sage of South Central, Larry Elder, will be with us for the whole hour, and our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. Additionally, latest updates on breaking news from justthenews.com. Congressman Louis Gohmert will be with us, and then another radio master from New York. We're going to ask Joe Piscopo, is this enough? Will the Teflon Don in the governor's mansion survive? And what about the 14,000 that he killed with his policies in those nursing homes? Don't miss a second. And if you want to call us, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833 1-800-334-6752. So much to discuss, including the investigation of the events of January the 6th and who they've put in charge of it, the latest on the border, the latest insanity from individuals in the mainstream fake news industrial complex, and then this. What is the administration doing? What is Joe Biden's administration up to? Let me give you the facts. In case somebody challenges you because they think he's a great president and they're doing great things, I have in my hand the list of the more than 40 executive orders and executive actions taken. Well, it's got his signature on them. I don't know if he took them because they're just giving him stuff to sign. But let me tell you just a handful of the things that have occurred in the last 6 weeks in our beloved nation. I'm going to do them backwards in order of chronology because some of the most egregious will be the last ones you hear. February the 24th, the president revoked 7 Trump administration actions that made it easier to withhold federal funds from cities that were allowing Black Lives Matter to run rampant. Joe Biden revoked President Trump's proclamation that limited legal immigration during the COVID-19 pandemic. He revoked President Trump's order to create an industry-led apprenticeship program. Now, why do I mention that? Think, what kind of person wants to have less industrial apprentices in America? What does having more apprentices make us able of doing? Building things, making things. If you want China to have more power over us, you kill that Trump initiative for more apprentices. Joe Biden created an atmosphere to assist those who do not have our interests at heart, including an expansion of the refugee admission program that rescinds President Trump's policies that limited the number of refugees coming to America and which required additional vetting. Why would you not want to vet those coming here as refugees? My parents were refugees. They had to be in a refugee camp for weeks on end, being interrogated. I don't mean interviewed. I mean interrogated until they proved the authorities that they would not be a threat to the nation that took them in. That's what Donald Trump wanted, to make sure that you will be safe. Joe Biden rescinded President Trump's memo that required illegal immigrants to repay the government if they received public benefits. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? If you are here illegally, what right do you have to federal benefits? Gone! No more! Now we will pay illegal aliens for their benefits. You are going to pay them. January 28th. Just 8 days after entering office, Joe Biden canceled the Mexico City policy, which banned U.S. government funding for organizations abroad performing or promoting abortions. Now, your money can be used to perform abortions outside of America. The day before that, there was a proclamation, an executive action by Joe Biden that said that climate change is now an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. Climate change, the fact that the climate has changed since we had climate, is irrelevant. Now it is a national security pillar. He likewise directed the Attorney General not to renew any federal contracts for private prisons. So what's going to happen? When those private prisons, where some of the worst criminals are held, are no longer funded, what happens to the inmates? Joe Biden has reversed the Trump administration's ban on transgender individuals joining the military. Do you know what the suicide rate is for transgender Americans? 40% of them attempt suicide. And that is going to be something that you're going to have to deal with in the armed forces and on a battlefield. Joe Biden launched his 100-day masking challenge. Texas, now Mississippi, is liberating its citizens. But Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci want you wearing masks. For how long? We shall see. Lastly, Joe Biden put us back in the Paris Climate Accords, destroyed the 1776 Commission, canceled the Keystone Pipeline, and halted all construction of the border wall. Why would you do any of those if you loved America and if you want Americans to be safe and to prosper? There is only one conclusion. You don't want them to be safe, and you don't want them to prosper. That's Joe Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Some of them, they put on something tight around their waist to try to kill the hunger pangs, but nothing works at that level. You know, the mothers will be water with leaves in it, but nothing really works other than food. And those leaves and the hot water have no nutritional value, so they're still deteriorating.
Could you imagine that? Boiling tea leaves, hot water to satiate the hunger of your children. That is food for the poor. Angel Loma talking about Haiti, but now the situation in Honduras is dire with a double whammy of two natural disasters. Will you support them? Will you help them? If you've done okay, if you have weathered the COVID crisis, you can save a life. Every child deserves to be fed and not go to bed hungry. A donation today of just $37 will feed a child for 6 months. $111 will feed 3 children for 6 months. Be a modern missionary. Help those who most need our aid, the children. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. You can call the great people at Food for the Poor directly. Just dial 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673, or go to sebgorka.com. Make a difference today. You can literally save lives for just $37. God bless you all. Okay, we're going to go to your calls momentarily on 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. But I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever done before. Are you ready? I'm going to read a poem. It's okay, I didn't write it. It was sent to me. It is a poem in homage to the cancelled Dr. Seuss. I think it's seven books they've cancelled. They now fill 10 of the top 12 best-selling books on Amazon. Don't buy gold, buy Dr. Seuss books. Here's what I received last night. The bookstore has Marx and it has Voltaire and memoirs by abortionists who've murdered everywhere. It has Rules by Alinsky and Madness by Foucault. It has ravings from Sartre as well as from Jean-Jacques Rousseau. It boasts leftist works Paul Johnson thinks third rate by murderous intellectuals full of envy and hate, by apologists for mass murdering goons, both friends of Lenin and statist tycoons. The French communists who turned Cambodia red stand a better chance on the shelf than our holy dead. First they came for Sawyer, then they came for Seuss. Soon everybody will think the same on our soft totalitarian dice. Obama took us to 7 wars from 3. You can still find his book in a Syrian bookstore amid the debris. Meanwhile, caricatures are now grounds for ejection, along with criticisms of the 2020 election. They who control the future do by controlling the past. When everything around us is cancelled without a trial, it seems that freedom in the Western world has gone full out of style. I don't know who wrote it, but it's pretty good. Cancel culture, it's real. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to our good buddy, Ray in Livermore, number one on the call board. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, Dr. G, and thanks for your wonderful program. And you opened talking about the Fredo brothers, which harkens back about a year ago. I called this show, and I asked you, is it possible for a crime family to have two Fredos? And we both giggled, but we know it's true now. It is possible.
You think there's really two? You think Andrew is as dumb as a stump?
Oh, my. When you heard that fake crying, those fake tears that he was trying to speak through, it was. I was laughing, Dr. G. I really was. In fact, is it true? I don't watch MSNBC or CNN, but is it true that Fredo number one did a rendition of the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, but it was more like He's Not Pervy, He's My Fredo?
I couldn't tell you. I know he did a dancing baton routine with some giant cotton buds, but apart from that, I have no idea. So yeah, you think Fredo number two or the elder Fredo is going to survive this as well, Ray?
Well, you know, I don't know. He's trying to pull a Bill Clinton here, and he did that once before with the cigar box reference, but he's, you know, saying, I did not, you know, do anything. I did not touch that woman. Here's what it comes down to, which you've talked about on the show before. The left will eat itself. The revolution will eat its own. And that's what we're watching here. The ultra left is going after what used to be the middle left. And it's actually kind of a time to grab your popcorn and watch, because when we're not there, when there's no Trump for them to attack, they will begin to attack their own. They're like piranha fish. And this will be fun to watch.
The only question is, Ray, how much damage do they do to our nation before the revolution eats itself? But I think you're right. If Donald Trump's not in the White House, then who are you going to attack? They're not going to attack Mitt Romney. They're not going to attack Mitch McConnell. They may just start eating themselves. Thank you, Ray. Keep doing what you do. God bless. Let's stay. Everybody wants to talk about Cuomo. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Michael in Phoenix, line 4.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I'm glad. I'm very glad. My issue is everybody's buying the bait and switch. And, you know, what's fallen to the wayside is the cause of and cover up of thousands of seniors' deaths in nursing homes in New York because of this new sex scandal.
Hang on. So are you saying that this isn't true, that these three ladies are lying, and that somehow Andrew Cuomo, the governor, engineered these accusations to distract America?
No, I'm not saying the ladies are lying at all, but it's the Democrats have chosen the lesser of the two evils. This will cause Cuomo to resign in shame for a sex scandal instead of being brought up on criminal charges for causing and covering up the deaths of thousands of seniors. They had a choice.
Yeah,
do but we, do,
But
do we let our noble soldier go to prison, or do we just let him resign and go to a nice, quiet life?
But I don't know if you watched the press conference today. He doesn't look like he's going anywhere. And we played the clip. He said, "I'm not resigning." So you really think that this is going to bring him down?
Well, I do. I think ultimately he will resign. And that way, when people start remembering the thousands of deaths that he's responsible for, they'll say, "Well, look, the guy resigned. He's done. Let's just forget about that stuff now."
Well, we shall see. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. The fact that his own Democrat prosecutor is investigating the deaths of those that he sent to the nursing homes is not a good sign. I don't think he's going anywhere. Sadly, I don't think he's going anywhere as a result of these accusations, not after what he did today. He seemed very, very sure of himself. Unless there are other accusers, unless there are even more serious accusations, he's going to be a Teflon Don. But we're going to ask Joe Piscopo. He's there. He's on the ground from New York. But in the meantime, the real issue, the one where thousands have died, is, of course, his decision to send COVID patients back to those nursing homes. And that was a crime. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
If you're watching on YouTube, the bumper music is Word Up by Cameo. Isn't that what a radio is about? Isn't it Word Up? It is, I think. Nicely done. Thank you, Shad. We are back. Everybody wants to talk about Cuomo. The call, every call is about Cuomo. We're going to get to your calls momentarily. Sound off here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But we've got to check in with our buddies at an amazing new, I want to call them a news agency. I like saying that. It's justthenews.com, created by our buddy John Solomon. And we have back with us Daniel Payne, reporter with justthenews.com. Welcome. Welcome back, Daniel.
Seb, good to be here. Thanks for having me back again.
All right, you've got a great piece. We're going to post it right now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. It's called Blackout: White House Curbs Press Public Access as Biden Struggles with the Public Demands of the Job. And that's putting it mildly. So tell us, Daniel, I think there's at least four things that have very drastically changed in an administration that said they're going to be so nice and open with the press and the American people. So tell us what has changed in just the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, so voters will probably remember that there were significant pledges by the Biden campaign to engage in a kind of radical form of transparency with both the press and the American public. But in the last 6 weeks, we have seen a sort of astonishing rollback of several pretty key measures by which the public can sort of interface with the White House. One of them is that the Biden administration took down a petitioning form that's been in place since the Barack Obama administration. Americans could petition the White House to respond to, you know, certain issues or policies. And if they got enough signatures, the White House would have to issue some response of some kind. And that's been taken down.
So this is the web page where Americans can just express their sentiment over a given issue. Very popular under the Trump administration, been there since Obama, and now it's just unavailable, correct?
It's just gone. No more petitions. It's, you know, it's, pretty much vanished, I think, without explanation. And the White House phone-in comment line has also been shut down. When Americans call into that, they're just told to direct their comments to the website, but they cannot actually phone into the White House anymore, at least for the present time.
So they don't want to have a petition, and they don't want to hear your views on their phone in line, a double whammy, but that's not everything. What's the third?
Third is that they have canceled White House tours. Now, of course, these are, you know, very, you know, popular things to engage in for Americans visiting D.C. And up until the end of the Trump administration, you could still schedule a tour, at least theoretically, with your congressman. You had to call them up and you could schedule a White House tour, but that as well has been taken off the website, and that is no longer available.
And then talk about one of the data points that has been very, very intriguing to not just reporters but all Americans. What is the latest on the log of visitors or virtual visitors to the White House, Daniel?
Yeah, so the Biden administration promised to release all logs of physical visitors to the White House, but thus far they are refusing to release the logs of digital visitors to the White House. Now, of course, with the ongoing COVID pandemic, the Biden administration has expressed a great concern about face-to-face meetings and getting together in groups. So the majority of meetings, I believe, at the White House these days are held virtually, which is to say that for all intents and purposes, visitor logs at the White House really aren't being released anymore. And that has been confirmed by the administration.
Incredible. And let's go to the last point. Let's listen to the press secretary herself about the big boss. What was he? He was the big man. Wasn't he in the emails on Hunter's laptop? This is Jen Psaki, video cut three. Play cut.
His first press conference?
Not yet, but we will definitely have one. We will schedule it, and you will be the first to know because you're pivotal participants in that.
We're so pivotal that we haven't scheduled a press conference with the president for 6 weeks, and we don't know when it's going to happen. So all in everything said, Daniel, are there any indications that anything will change in the near future when it comes to the openness of the Biden administration?
Well, you know, I mean, policies in Washington, once implemented, have a habit of staying around for a long time. So, you know, once the COVID crisis is over and everything kind of seems to be lurching back towards normal, you know, I don't know if we'll see a resumption. You know, it's these things are in place, and it's really, I guess, up to the Biden administration whether or not they do in the end want to be more transparent.
What a change from President Trump, who talked to the press more than any other president and gave us one of the most open administrations, I think, in modern history. He's Daniel Payne at justthenews.com. Check out their five most important stories on our website, sebgorka.com, and then bookmark justthenews.com. That's justthenews.com. Thank you for your update, Daniel. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans being liberated every day from their pain, including me and Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words that you can verify for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack right now at relieffactor.com for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans who have been liberated from their pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384. That number again. I was a little too fast. Slow down. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it today. I implore you. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
I just love that. I just love that. The president saying, how can you disagree with America First? The concept or the radio show? You can't do it. Thank you for tuning in. The millions of our listeners across the nation. And we're back on YouTube live streaming. Available also on Rumble, rumble.com/ Seb Gorka. Wherever you get podcasts, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And please, if you like the show, will you send a mark of your appreciation to one of our greatest sponsors, Mike Lindell? 25 companies across America are trying to cancel him, to destroy his company by boycotting his products. But you can help him, you can support him, and you can send a message to the crazies, to the fascistic cancel culture left, by ordering one of his more than 100 US-made products directly from his site. And because you're a listener, because you're a friend of our show, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. You may already have his products. It doesn't matter. Buy them as a gift. Buy another one. I just bought another pet bed for our new puppy from Mike Lindell. But the pillow, the mattress toppers, the Giza Dream sheets, all of them amazing, superb. You won't regret it. And you'll send a message to the left. Please support Mike today. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code to get the massive, massive deep discounts. G-O-R-K-A. Okay. This is important. There is an individual called Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, retired. And he has been selected. We don't know how he's been selected to do the infrastructure, security, and interagency process review regarding the events of January the 6th. And this man has a track record which isn't indicative of being apolitical. And I have in front of me the letter that has been sent to Speaker Pelosi about General Russell Honoré, and one of its signatories, it's signed by Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, Daryl Issa, and a very good friend of the show, Congressman Louis Gohmert, signed this letter, and he's with us now. Congressman Gohmert, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, it is such a pleasure always to get to talk to you, my friend.
It's been too long. So tell us why you signed this letter to Nancy Pelosi about General Russell Honoré, and why you are concerned that this individual has been chosen to do the investigation into the events of January the 6th.
Well, it's pretty clear why he was chosen when you look at the things he has said. And knowing you, I know you do your homework. You know exactly the kind of things this man has been saying. It's been outrageous. He obviously already had his mind made up about everything. He condemns Republicans roundly. He hates any of the Republicans that have ever taken a stand, anything against what Democrats have stood or sat or laid down for, speaking figuratively. So how in the world would you pick a guy like that, you know, to do an investigation?
Is this a done deal, Louis, that he's going to be the guy in charge?
Yeah, they've been doing the investigation. It is insane. Pelosi picked him. And, you know, with my background, I've tried a lot of criminal and a lot of civil cases. I tried cases in the Army, in federal court I've tried them, in state courts I've tried them. And, you know, when you go to pick a jury, you have to be very careful that someone does not have opinions already formed regarding some incident, because if they have, they cannot be on. They are totally disqualified. It's not a matter of preference. They are totally disqualified from participating as what we call finders of fact because they've already made up their mind. You can't have somebody like that independently examining things. And yet that is precisely, I would submit, why Nancy Pelosi chose this guy.
Yeah.
To do the investigation. He already had his mind made up, and he was not going to be confused by the facts.
He's already tweeted foul things, derogatory things, not only about the Capitol Police, but also Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz. And this is the person Nancy put in charge. Yeah. We're talking to Congressman Louie Gohmert, Texas number one. Follow him, gohmert.house.gov, and Rep. Louie Gohmert on Twitter. Congressman Gohmert, we saw the president's back in action. He gave his speech at CPAC. The question we always have here at America First is, are the good guys winning on Capitol Hill? I mean, on the right. Are the old rhino Republicans like Romney, are they getting back in power, or are the good guys like yourself and the Freedom Caucus still representative of the broader GOP?
Well, you know, we're winning some, and there's some we're not winning. I know we have a chairman of the Republican conference who has made up her mind about Trump and about some of those who are very supportive of President Trump. And then you have poor Mitt Romney, you know. Mitt Romney sat on a wall. Mitt Romney apparently had a big fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men seem to have trouble putting him back together again. But nonetheless, even though he's been a little quieter this week as a result, there are still those who think that Donald J. Trump is a mistake, and they call him a loser, that if he lost this election and if we rely on him, he'll lose the next election and just come back. The only way that we avoided losing seats and actually picked up seats in the House was the coattails of President Trump.
Yeah, that's
the only
just
way the Senate wasn't totally lost.
Right, it's just a fact. If you look at the more than two dozen toss-up states, it was those who were supported by the president who won, and that's indisputable. So Donald Trump is back. He is the kingmaker. And as long as we have congressmen like you on Capitol Hill, we will do fine. Follow this man, support him, Rep. Louie Gohmert, G-O-H-M-E-R-T. God bless you, Louie. Thank you so much. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you. Shouldn't that be you? Shouldn't you find out if you could be the next Debron? Of course you should. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Take it like I and Debron do, and you will know if you're one of the success stories. You've waited long enough. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
So we're back on YouTube, and I need to check in. Is Eric there? Is Eric available? Are you monitoring the chats?
As always, Dr. G.
Good. And I think you asked a question. What did you ask of our viewers?
I asked the viewers in the chat their opinion on whether or not Andrew Cuomo will resign.
And?
Overwhelmingly. I didn't see a single yes. They all said no.
Wow. He's not going to resign. He is covered in Teflon. I trust our viewers. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the like button and don't forget to subscribe. It's free. Hit the notification bell twice and you'll never miss a thing. And do the backup as well. Be sneaky. You got to have a backup plan. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka and subscribe there as well. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Catherine, Seattle, line one. You want to talk about YouTube comments as well, but on somebody else's account.
Yes, on the White House account, Dr. G.
Wow, yes. We forgot to mention that. What's happening with little Biden's White House YouTube account?
Well, you know, we've got barbed wire around the Capitol, but we've got a virtual electronic fence around the White House to keep people out. And they've made it very obvious they don't want to hear what we have to say. Last week, they shut off all the comments on any of the YouTube videos coming out of the White House.
It's incredible.
Channel.
I forgot. You're so clever. I forgot to mention that with our chat with Daniel. They switched off the comments.
And you look at the comments, and it'll be like 37 likes and a couple thousand dislikes. And I went through, by the way, this is Catherine. I'm one of the original co-founders of Women for Trump.
Dr. Oh, my
G.
gosh.
So I'm paying attention to this, and I've been tweeting and posting about it a lot. I went back through the comments because I wanted to make sure people were behaving. They could say nasty things or they could say, you know, disagreeable, but they were behaving. There was no obscenity. There were, you know, nothing out of sorts that you couldn't say in front of your mother.
Right.
So they didn't do it because of that.
So they were just afraid of the negative reaction.
It was just all negative, and you know, Trump is my president, so they made it very clear they do not want to hear from us. And, you know, this age of transparency is apparently has a whole new definition.
It's never, ever been about the truth. It's about the narrative. And if the people speak their mind, and if the truth is embarrassing to Biden and his little acolytes, then they have to change the narrative. And I love that analogy. It's not just a barbed wire, 3-mile-long barbed wire fence around the Capitol. It's a 3-mile barbed wire fence virtually around the internet White House, because they don't want Americans to speak their minds. Stay on the line, Catherine. If we haven't done so already, let's get her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. If you don't have one, get one. You can do it at our website, sebgorka.com. All the books are available. All of our best segments, interviews, just go to sebgorka.com. Or for all the swag, all the goodies, go to sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorkastore.com. Back with the Sage, Larry Elder, and Jennifer Horne.